Facebook Live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Gwen. I'm here with Jack. And welcome to the Sunday show. Today our guest is Mr. Leroy Moore out there in Oakland, Crip Hip Hop, and so much more that he's going to share with us today. We're going to bring it on in with a little nice music to start us out. Know about you guys, but I feel so much better after hearing that.
That's a nice version. That's beautiful. Very smooth vocals, and it almost sounded Booker T-ish in a way there, except for the vocal part there.
I just love it. Well, of course, everybody now knows I'm watching Breaking Bad, but it's just stunning. It's a stunning song for some reason. Let me welcome you, Leroy Moore, to Here Be Monsters on a Sunday evening. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, you know, thank you for having me, and thanks for having real activists on your show like Tiny Garcia.
Oh, yeah. She was such a pleasure. She was such a pleasure. It's important to, you know, offer what we have in our community. We were talking before the show went live. We have a community here, and even the virtual one we have. I mean, the folks I know throughout from the net and over the phone and through my technology are just as much family as the folks I go to eat dinner with on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, it was great talking with Tiny last week. Leroy, you're part of her group, right?
Yes, I've been with Poor Magazine for the last, I think, about 12, 13 years.
Great.
I started a column back in those days. It was the first column online that deals with race, disability, from the social justice kind of theme. So, and it's called Ellen and Chillin.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the title from a story that we did around police brutality in L.A. that happened with Margaret L. Mitchell. It was back in the 90s, and she was a houseless person in the LAPD. Started like about 5 times. He had mental health disabilities. So we covered that story, and that was one of the first stories that went up on my column. So we, you know, being poets, being artists, we took the word, you know, ill, and just, you know, switch it around. So we came out with Ellen and Chillin'. So that's been, that column has been out on Poor Magazine since, I think, 96.
Wow. So how long have you all been publishing there?
Well, like I said, I joined in 96, 95. But Poor Magazine was already up, so I think it started like 89 or 90.
Wow, that's longevity.
That is. That's incredible. That's great, and let's hope that it continues to gain readership. And
well, let's give them some leadership. Is it poormagazine.org?
Yeah, poormagazine.org. Yeah, you can go there and look at the different columns. And my column is called Ellen and Chillin'.
Ellen and Chillin', yeah.
Yeah, and my other column that I started like 5 years ago, it's called Crip Hop. And I started that for artists with disabilities around the world.
Great.
So what subjects do you generally write about? What is it that you have with everything in the last year? I mean, this is something you've done for years, I'd say, from what I've been reading and seeing most of your life and the whole community around you there just have been activists and community workers for forever, as far as I can see. And I'm wondering, Leroy, what are the messages and the issues and goals that you primarily focus on?
Well, I primarily focus on social justice issues, dealing with disabled people of color, like police brutality. Been dealing with that since the 80s, back in New York, when I was living in New York. I deal with, I write about people with disabilities that are living in poverty. Tiny touched on the Sitting Life Law, wrote about that. And now lately, in the last 6 years or so, you know, just getting older, with a disability, I can't make it to like rallies and you know, meetings and stuff. So I've really concentrated on the cultural side of activism. So I've started, you know, Crip Hop Nation.
Yeah.
With a K, and that's for musicians with disabilities all over the world. And so we've put out CDs, we've done work.
Wow.
Great, yeah. Now, have you been disabled your entire life, Leroy, or is this something that's happened to you in later ages, or?
No. I was born with my disability, so.
Oh, okay.
Been living with it for the last, 45 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and how wonderful that you found a channel to express your important message in with Poor Magazine. That's incredibly good, and it shows that these articles that Poor Magazine features are not just related to race. They're related to poverty overall, but they're related to a lot of different people with a lot of different afflictions and coming from different situations.
Yeah, you know, we write about, you know, single mothers, tiny, talks about, you know, the welfare queens, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We write about people living on the streets, we write about even, like, movies that come out that portray, you know, poor people. We go to these movies and we write about it, you know. I like how Hollywood really, you know, pins off people living in poverty or people with disabilities.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not in only Hollywood, but the media in general has a tendency to, they just botch the portrayal of poverty-stricken people. And they just don't accurately reflect their lives or their needs or anything. It's just it's something that they just can't get their fingers on and totally tell the right story.
They can't tell the right story for anybody,
Very true.
And that's why we have, you know, local art activist groups like the Welfare Queens, like Quip Hop Nation, you know, to really let the artists tell their stories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need Fox News or MTV or, you know, to tell our stories.
What, Leroy, what are some of the top issues that you, with Crip Hop Nation, are working to bring a greater awareness to?
Yeah, well, Crip Hop Nation, you know, the mission is just, you know, educating our society, our community, in the music community, that people with disabilities in the music industry and outside the music industry has been around since the blues. It's no big secret, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, we are taking back our stories and taking back our language and really saying that, you know, this is ours and we're going to display the whole history and the culture around, you know, disabled musicians, you know, outside of mainstream society. So because Crip Hop is founded with that kind of outlook, I don't really care about, you know, getting signed to a record label. It's all about education and advocacy and really telling the history of people with disabilities.
Right,
so,
and it's not commercial in any sense, so it's not tainted with commerciality. It's it's genuine, it's real, and it's you know, it tells the real thing.
Well, it paves the way for opportunities to be opened up to people who have who are working with disability to bring their art into greater awareness with more acceptability, is what I'm hearing from you, right, Leroy?
Yes, yes, that too, yeah. And also, you know, it challenges the artists, too, because a lot of artists in hip-hop and Hip-Hop Nation is challenged every day because, you know, all artists, not only artists with disabilities, but all artists are looking for that bling bling.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the road.
Right.
And Quip-Hop is not looking for that. So it challenges artists to really, you know, to really step into their politics and really step into their voice and really step into their history and their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Without that big dollar sign.
Right. That takes well,
I can,
so many times.
I was talking to a friend today who's the team captain over at Roundtree 7, David Williams, and his daughter is quite an artist. We were speaking about art, and, you know, it's art and the expression of art that is the flag of evolution in a society.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the great triggers or catalysts of change within a culture. And you're bringing everyone in the artist community, inclusive with disability artists, bringing them into this catalyzing moment, because we're standing in some pretty exciting times right now, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, although, you know, sometimes mainstream media can take something and, you know, pimp it. But
yeah.
The thing is, you know, on the other side, it also brings some type of awareness,
mm-hmm.
and some type of talking about it. You know, for example,
it popularizes it for good or bad, but it at least puts it out there for the public to you know, look at further if they so choose to do.
Yeah, I mean, for example, The Sundance Channel has this reality show called Puss Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with four or five women with disabilities, although it's really a political, I wrote a big article about that. But on the flip side, it's, you know, it's getting some kind of awareness out there, you know. But it's really up to activist artists to really critique it and say, okay, yes, it's out there, but, you know, this and this is missing.
Well, during the OWLS months, in the last year, what was the name of the group, Jack? The girls we had on, the artists. What they took their name from the young German girl.
Hans and Sophie Scholl. I'm trying to remember what that was now. Doggone it! It's just escaping me at the moment. But they're a great group of people.
Yes, and basically, and thank you, Oso, for posting the link in the chat room here. They were going to drive upstate New York, and then walk back down, and their whole art was nothing but black and white posters. mm-hmm. that they were, you know, signposts that they were going to post all along the way. Mm-hmm. And it was a message about the, you know, the many issues that we're facing right now,
mm-hmm.
and that the consciousness of the country and the consciousness of the planet is working with. By the way, gentlemen, there have been thousands of people in the streets over in Spain every day for the last week.
Good. I'm glad.
All
they're,
kinds
they're
of
protesting
people.
The austerity measures, no doubt.
Yes.
Good.
But, you know, among these people in these, and I would also, Leroy, did you see where in Greece 2 weeks ago, where when they had 70,000 people in the streets of Athens to protest these austerity measures, do you know who was at the front of that protest?
Yeah, people with disabilities.
Right.
Yeah,
yes,
incredible.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible that, you know, because it shows a sense of community among people, and it's global. We're all connected. The folks
right.
in Greece knew the people in Portugal were doing it, like they know
mm-hmm.
the people. And there's certainly a lot to be said about the politics within the different groups that are
mm-hmm.
protesting.
The underlying truth is that the 1% worldwide is trying to throw all these people under the bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the underlying truth of it all.
Yes, but when folks with disabilities, especially
mm-hmm.
artists,
mm-hmm.
stand at the front or stance at what have you, when they are positioned at the front of the parade,
right.
the rest of the world looks on and wonders why this could be happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Leroy, am I making a good point from your perspective?
Yeah, you are. And, you know, people with disabilities, you know, have always been in, you know, civil rights rallies, you know, all the way back to Martin Luther King, you know, Al Hippler, the jazz singer, blind jazz singer, you know,
yeah.
marched with Martin Luther King, and his songs were like lead songs of the marches.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our history is deep, you know. And that's what one thing that Tiny mentioned last week is that, unfortunately, the Occupy movement, you know, thinks that this is a new thing, and it's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they need to really sit down and listen to the people that's been there, to the people that live on the streets,
mm-hmm.
people that, you know, with disabilities that are getting shot by police every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you need to listen to it, and not only listen, but take on their knowledge, you know, about
and
how
join
to
with them
it.
In the struggle.
Yeah.
Yes, to take up the championship, I agree.
Leroy, could I ask, you said earlier that you were born in New York, was that it?
Yeah, I was born in the coldest place on earth, and that's Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah, okay, up in upstate New York, yeah.
Yeah.
And when did you move to Oakland?
I moved to San Francisco first back in 91.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Berkeley. I moved to Berkeley after the dot-com boom,
okay.
and that was, I think, 2002.
Okay, great, yeah. That helps me put it in perspective, I guess, then. So since 1991, you've been out on the West Coast. So you've
yeah.
had the perspective of both sides of the country, having experienced both of those and the different lifestyles and all that sort of thing, too. And now you're working with the poor and disabled people on the western coast, the San Francisco, Oakland area. And that's a very good and noble effort for you to be involved in.
You know, the work is not only local. You know, like I say, you know, Crip Hop Nation has artists from Germany. We have Binky Wu from Germany that does our internet radio show every Tuesday and Wednesday. We have Rodney from Uganda. We have Lady NJ from the UK. So we have, you know, artists
internationally.
All over the
globe. That's fabulous. And that's another testament, like we were discussing right before the show started, about how global our trend has been with all the marvelous new ways to communicate via the internet or Skype or any other, you know, entity. It can be used creatively for people to communicate with each other and about each other.
Yeah, this is so true. You know, we have to use it, you know, and use it, you know, the way that it can change, you know, the world, you know. But also we have to realize that, you know, Facebook and MySpace and all those.
Sure.
It's a corporation, you know. So although we benefit from it, you know, it's really not ours.
Right. Very true.
They can shut down your page any time. They shut down my page like 3 times.
Oh, really?
In the last 5 years. Oh.
Facebook.
So, you know, my mother used to always tell me, Leroy, do not put all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
That's very good advice, especially for any of us that are networking. We're always looking. I know that amongst my virtual friends, we are always looking for the next new networking community that we can become part of or make use of in order to get the word out there. It's about bringing knowledge to the social consciousness.
Right.
Definitely.
Now, Leroy, did you say it was Facebook that shut you out 3 times, 3 different times?
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Why did they do that? They disabled me once, too. I pissed a Republican off. Who knew?
Yeah, who knows? I post a lot of cases around police brutality, so I guess that pissed them off. I don't know. I don't know what pissed them off, but...
Yeah, sure. It was something in there.
They get complaints, and if they get more than I've got a Facebook rep because I do business on Facebook, and I found out a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, you know, it isn't always a very fair system because they simply don't have enough people. Of course, this is all an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They simply don't have enough people. But if they can get more than 20 or 21, I think they have to get 21 complaints about one thing on your page, they'll disable you for a while until it's taken down, and then they let you back on.
Jeez.
You know, it's
so much for freedom of the media, huh?
Yeah.
And it's so funny that they call it disabled, you know? It's like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Their language is totally, controversial.
That's corporatism for you. They don't allow any free thought or any controversial statements. Everything's got to toe the line with those people, and that's a real shame. And I'm glad you told us about that. People should be aware that's happening.
I will say this: I'm looking at 3 people sitting in the chat room right now who, you know, it's amazing their pages haven't been shut down too. But we post some pretty radical shit. I mean, and our language, of course. Leroy, we have a adult mature audience here for our radio show, so I'm allowed to say just about anything. And I've noticed that Blog Talk Radio has not shut us down. That's kudos to them.
That's great, yeah. That's good.
So far.
We're not, let's face it, we're not way out of line either. We're not offering suggestive things on the air, and we're talking seriously about important topics.
Well, and I'm sure that, and that's the next question. I would like for you to elaborate for us to talk more about, Leroy, the addressing of police brutality and police criminal activity against especially disabled people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, God. Like I said, my father was an activist, so it feels like I was born on the protest line. Mm-hmm. But, ever since the 80s, I've been involved with police brutality cases. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that you can take all these stories from 1980s to now, and you can see the same patterns, You can see almost the same answers. Mm-hmm. The same answers, more training. I was talking to a friend of mine. It's like, any other profession, if they had a continuous record for years, their funding would be cut, I mean, the record is there, and it's still happening, and it's not reducing, it's increasing.
Mm-hmm. It is, yes. Yes, sir, you're right.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's not only training,
it's not only more training. I think it's also looking at the corrupt system of police, looking at who makes up, police commission boards. Most of the boards don't have a person with a disability on the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also we have to look at how cases are held in the legal system, because most of the time the issue of disability doesn't come up. Although, it's the key point of the case.
Yes. Yes, it's discriminatory.
Yeah,
they just, it's like slamming the door. It's just slamming the door, and it's wrong.
So we're doing, Quip Hop is doing a cultural site where we've put out a CD around police brutality of hip-hop music all by artists with disabilities. And I think it's the first CD of its kind to come out by artists with disabilities around police brutality against people with disabilities. So we did that in February, and now we're working on a film documentary on the issue and on the process of putting this CD together. Emmett Thrower of New York, he's a retired police officer in New York, has a disability now.
Mm-hmm.
And we met through Blog Talk Radio. He had me on a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and we think, we should work together on something. So I approached him about this police brutality mixtape, and he just jumped on board. He's like, you guys do the mixtape, and let me help out with a film documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, nice.
That's great.
The name of the CD, Leroy?
The CD, I have it right here. It's called Broken Bodies, Police Brutality, Profiling Mixtape. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on CDBaby.com.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
And I can find it on iTunes?
Yeah, you can find it on iTunes. And you can look on Facebook on the Crip Hop page, because I've been putting the link there this whole month, because we know that October is the month of the Stop Police Brutality. October 22nd is an annual day of protest against police brutality. So me and other people from Crip Hop Nation, like DJ Quad from L.A., have been posting these links all month.
I will be posting this on all of my networks. I've got quite a few going on right now, so I'll be posting and I'll be purchasing. The film, the documentary that your partner is working on, when do you all expect to have something out?
That's a good question. We're hopefully going to have something out like 2014. This process has been a long process. It's been a good process. But we really realized that that the topic is huge. I've always knew that the topic is huge. But also what's so surprising and so sad is that we found out that student activists around police brutality cases don't want to team up with on this document. You know, they just don't see the issue of police brutality and people with disabilities, or they're just so concerned about their own project. But that's been a downer for us. But, you know, we continue to make it happen. We were in New York, we were in Seattle, we filmed in Virginia. Matter of fact, I just called Cop Watch in Vancouver because they're dealing with a case of police brutality against a woman with a disability. So we're trying to get footage from that,
uh-huh,
too. So.
Well, it takes a long time to kind of independently collect all this stuff, even with a little bit of help. That's why I believe it'll take till 2014 for you, and we'll be anxiously awaiting its appearance on the market.
Thank you, and you know we're going to do another. We did this online funding campaign. Last year, well, this year, early this year, to get the filmmaker here to do filming. So we're going to do another online, probably Kickstarter or some other online funding just to help with the final touches of the document and when we get to that point. Matter of fact, what was so surprising is that Kickstarter, we approached Kickstarter for our first online funding, but they rejected our proposal.
No kidding.
They did? That's
kind of interesting.
Well,
huh.
That's unusual. Let me ask you, Leroy, will you be doing this on Kickstarter again to raise funds?
You know, I don't think we're going to do it on Kickstarter. I think that this other online fundraising pages that we could use in other online funding has more it is more laid back kind of restrictions. You know, on Kickstarter it's all or nothing. So if you don't reach your goal, you get nothing. But on other online funding, you know, you can keep what you raise.
Yes. Yes, I think that's what the Lakota Sioux Nation used, a site where they were raising funds to buy back their land there. Dana Lonehill had a site up with another group of people at Indiegogo, is that what it's called? They seem to work with folks very well. Whereas Kickstarter, yes, has a lot of strange rules attached to it that seemed to be like bankers instead of people working for charity functions or project building.
Yeah. And, you know, me and the film director are dedicated to this, so, you know, if we have to come through our pockets, then, you know, that's what we have to do. Because it's bigger than a grant proposal or, you know, or a funding guidelines. It's bigger than that. So, matter of fact, we've been doing most of the work from our own pockets anyway, so... Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
It would be
clearly
real genuine in that case, you know, real right close to the earth.
Leroy, do you have a page people can check out on Facebook that is other than your own personal page for Crip Hop Nation or anything?
Yeah, there's a Crip Hop Nation page. You can check out that.
Okay. And
we also have the Crip Hop World group. You can check out that on Facebook. And
okay,
like I said, Binky Wu from Germany does our online radio show called On the Grind Radio. And you can check out that on Facebook.
Okay. That's great. That's great stuff. Because the more people know that they can go and check out and see what you have up, then they'll know where to go if there are a lot of folks out there who will give, who want to be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
And also, you know, beyond Facebook, you can go to Where is Hope? Where is Hope? You Google that, and it'll give you the website of this film documentary. And of course, you could go to Poor Magazine and go to Ellen and Chillin' on Crip Hop Nation.
That's really wonderful. So how many artists do you work with there with you locally? How many folks are you working with out there?
Locally, locally, there's like about five people that I work locally for Crip Hop, but most of our people are internationally and on the East Coast or LA. DJ Quad from 5th Battalion in LA, me and DJ Quad teamed up to produce the Police Brutality CD. So we worked closely on that. The artwork from the songs, from the, getting all the CDs here. So that we worked closely on. We're also going to have a Crip Hop mini concert coming up. It's going to be our first mini concert, and all the concerts, coming from really small pocket, but also people are kicking down locally to have, you know, free venues that we can go and have a concert there. So
now, where and when will this concert be held, Leroy?
Yeah, it's going to be in February during about Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
February 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be all over the Bay Area. We have the San Francisco Library has said yes. So we're going to have the show at the San Francisco Library. We're going to also have a show at First Christian Church in Oakland, and they're really a social justice church that we love, and they agreed to host us. And we're looking at other places in Berkeley and Oakland to host us.
And you'll be popularizing these concerts and so forth at Poor Magazine, and what where other places can people find this information?
Yeah, Poor Magazine. We're working on our press kit now. We're hopefully going to get on KPFA 94.1 FM radio station here under Hard Knock Radio. We're going to try to get into Berkeley Public Access TV on Stony Burks. Is one of the hosts that had me on a couple months ago. He's a real activist and local activist here. So we're going to get on there. So we're looking at different media outlets.
Ask you, Leroy, because I'd love to be able to see such a thing. Do you have a media person that will perhaps live stream this so that people can tune into it and perhaps get the information as they're looking on where to, you know, donate to make it bigger and more accessible as it's going on, or just, you know, a live stream. I want to see it, so I'm looking for my way in as well.
I know we're going to video it. I don't know if it's going to be live stream because that costs a lot. So I know a couple of friends of mine are going to video it, and once it's, you know, video and then we can upload it to, you know, YouTube and other sites.
Yeah.
Now, and addressing that, and for myself as well as my audience, I'd like to know where I can find some videos of you and your Crip Hop Nation, your folks. Do you have a place we can find you on YouTube or anything?
Yeah, just go to YouTube and type in Crip Hop Nation, and we have our own channel, so you'll get to see performances that we did in the UK 2 years ago. You get to see interviews that I've done in the UK. Also, Billy Jam from New York, he's a hip-hop DJ, one of the first radio DJs that really, really supports hip-hop, and he's done, like, at least 3 interviews with me. So all those videos are up there.
Great.
That's wonderful. If I take to posting them on Facebook and Google and tweeting them out there with the message to look you up at Poor Magazine, that can be helpful. Yes.
Oh yeah. I urge other people to post it, because I do so much posting that people think, oh, that's Leroy, you know. But if other people do it, then, you know, it gets a new it's a new kind of look into it. So, yeah, please.
Sure, it does. Have you got yourself a Hootsuite yet?
Excuse me?
Hootsuite.
What's that?
Hootsuite. It's Hootsuite. It's a dashboard that will commingle all of your networks in one place, and you can just like load up one time and attach all of them and sort of spin it on out there. It's invaluable.
Wow.
It's $6 a month, and it's the best business tool I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
Sounds great.
Can you please, like, send me a link to it so I can...
Oh, you bet, dude. I will hook you up. Yes, sir.
Great.
It's
more the merrier, and the more that can be shared, the better off it is for everybody.
You know,
yes.
another thing about Crip Hop, you know, is that you know, we understand that, you know, hip hop in general is male run, you know. So we try to break down, and we're trying to reach out to more women that's disabled and that's doing hip hop.
Right.
So we just interviewed DJ Shorty from Michigan, and she's been DJing for the last, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 plus years. So we just did an interview with her, and that's going to go up on Poor Magazine. And it's also going to go on our radio show. So if people out there know of any more women that are disabled and that are doing hip-hop, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Now, when people want to hear your radio show, where do they go?
Okay, it's called On the Grind Radio. And it comes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And Binky Wu from Germany is the host. I do some interviews, you know, so I email them the MP3. But you can go on Facebook, look on, type in On the Grind Radio, and there's a link. And you can click on the link, and it'll lead you to the website where you listen live. It is a live stream.
Oh, okay.
So Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you can listen to it live.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Are you guys hearing me?
Yes, you bet.
Yeah, my phone is telling me I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, when you are poor and you can only afford a certain caliber of phone.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We are down to the last few minutes of the show. Leroy, God, it's been a pleasure to have you on. And the information you're giving us, the story you're telling us, is so important. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of your videos. I'm hopeful that you will come back and spend some time with us again.
Yeah, as we get closer to the Valentine weekend, please do come on again and keep everybody
posted.
Promote
your event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll have artists here so artists can talk. You know, we're going to have Counterclockwise from Ohio and Ezo from Boston. So
cool.
That's wonderful. I also want to thank my brother also for bringing me to you.
Thank you.
He's the man with the heart and the mind, man.
Mm-hmm. he is awesome. He's awesome, and thank him so much.
Yes.
One big talent there too. Gentlemen, thank you so much, Jack, for being with me.
Thank you, Gwen. It's been a pleasure.
Leroy, thank you so much for coming on with us, and we'll
yes.
get you on to promo in February and perhaps more.
Okay.
I hope so. Looking forward
so
to
much.
It, Leroy. Keep up the good work at Poor Magazine and Crip Hop Nation and all that stuff.
Thank you so much.
You bet, sir. Good luck to you now.
You take care.
You bet. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gwen.
I'm going to pull us on out here. We will be back next Sunday. I'm not sure who we're going to have, but we will find somebody, you know.
We sure do. Every week. Well, it's always a pleasure, Gwen. Thank you so much, and thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and all the people in the chat room, and everybody keep up the fight.
Yes, and I want to remind everybody I'm going out with this little promo. I don't know how good it is or bad it is. We're just going to play it, okay?
Sounds good.
Gentlemen, the Sunday show is brought to you by Roundtree7.com, bringing knowledge to the social consciousness. Surf on over and check us out.
And that's our show for this Sunday. Thank you, Jack, for being with me. Thank you, Leroy Moore, for being with us from Crip Hop Nation. People, please go see his YouTube. Take a look over at poormagazine.org and support this community. And we will be back next Sunday. This is Gwen. I'm in South Florida. Jack's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he's having a good day.
You bet, and everybody, too. You have a great rest of the week as it's coming up now, and we'll talk with you next Sunday.
Okay, Jack. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye now.